Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are you staying human? Hey, happy streaming day, humanoids. Happy streaming day. It is May the 20th, 2021. It is streaming day. Humanoids, I go into the room, turn on the television, and my Roku television has a background. I set the background for like holidays and stuff. It comes up with, you know, with themes, and it's only for like that day or the season or whatever. Like during Christmas, they have the Christmas scene up for, you know, Christmas Eve. It'll pop up and it'll stay on maybe until the day after Christmas. And then New Year's Eve, you know, it'll pop up and stay on until the day after New Year's, or, you know. But it has, you know, themes. Well, I turn on the television today and my background is different, you know. And I'm like, what's up with that? Because it totally slipped my mind that it was streaming day, you know? So, I was like, what's up with that? Humanoids, I look at it, and then I look it up, and it's, yeah, streaming day. It's a nice little purplish background with smoke, you know, smoke effect. It's a nice little background, which is perfect. I'm getting ahead of myself. Humanoids, it is put it like this, humanoids. Today is the perfect time to talk about what I've been streaming lately and how disappointed I am with the shows and the movies and stuff that are coming out lately, and I'm very disappointed. It's getting to the point now. I'm getting a lot of disappointment from Hollywood, the entertainment world. You know, the movies, the TV shows. It's just, you know. But we're going to talk about that today, humanoids. We're going to talk about that today. So, hold on. Go grab your coffee and sit back and let's talk about this, okay? Okay, humanoids, I'm back. Again, happy streaming day. I want to know, what have you guys been streaming? Are there any shows, any movies that you wanted to check out or have checked out? Were you disappointed in them? Did the previews make it seem like it was going to be a lot more exciting, more intriguing than what it was? Hit me up. Let me know. Humanoids. Like I said, I've been disappointed in Hollywood lately, in the movie and TV industry, period. Okay? I tell you what, I'm going to go by, I got the menu pulled up on my Roku TV, and I'm going to go through each streaming service that I've been streaming some stuff on, and tell you what I like and what I dislike. Okay, and I'm going to give you a little bit about the shows. Okay, so the first one we're going to go to is Netflix. Now, over on Netflix, I got to say, last month I wasn't too impressed with them. The month of April, wasn't that impressed. But this month, this month, it's turning out to be pretty good. It's turning out to be pretty good. One reason why I say it's turning out to be pretty good is because Netflix has acquired one of my favorite Crackle. Yes, I said Crackle. One of my favorite Crackle originals, which is Startup. Now, Humanoids, I love Startup. It has 3 seasons. I wish there were more, because the way it ended in the 3rd season left me hanging. I hate it when shows leave me hanging. That's one reason why Netflix and I always butted heads, because Netflix have these original shows, and I get all into them. They were good, then they leave you hanging. They just leave you hanging. Prime example was the Marvel series on Netflix, Jessica Jones, Daredevil. Luke Cage. The Defenders. Iron Fist. They all just left me hanging. Then, one of my favorite shows on Netflix was Lost in Space. It was a different twist than the original Lost in Space from the 1960s, late 60s, early 70s. That show, yes, I love Lost in Space. Then it took like, the first season came out, and then it took like a whole year or so for the season 2 to come out. And season 3 was supposed to come out last year, but COVID put it on hold and heist and hiatus. And then they said, hey, season 3 and the finale season of Lost in Space was supposed to come out in 2020, but because of COVID, and then they said, yeah, we're going to release it in 2021. Here it is going on June, and I haven't heard any more about it. It'll probably pop up in October. Or November, that's what Netflix does. But Humanoids, Netflix, I'm getting involved with Netflix again, because they have Startup. And even though I've seen all 3 seasons of Startup on Crackle, I will watch it again here on Netflix. Also, sitcoms are dead. But Netflix has an original, The Upshaws. And I like The Upshaws. The first episode, when I saw the pilot episode, and I'm watching it, I'm like, it's the corny, same old corny stuff. But this sitcom is interesting to me because I can relate to it. It stars Mike Epps, Wanda Sykes, Kim Fields. I love The Upshaws. If you get a chance, go check it out. All right, we're going to head on over to Hulu. Now, Hulu, I haven't really been watching anything on Hulu. What have I been watching on Hulu? Really nothing. I haven't watched any of their original content. A lot of stuff that you could catch on regular television, you could catch on Hulu. So that's one reason why, I guess the reason why I haven't been watching Hulu. Again, there's nothing that I've been really watching on Hulu. We're going to head on over to Disney Plus now. Disney Plus. What can I say about Disney Plus? I can say this. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I like. And when it ended, I was like, what am I going to watch? I forgot about the Bad Batch, the animated series from Star Wars. I'm a big fan of the Bad Batch. And I'm glad that they brought that on. I am happy. I'm enjoying the Bad Batch. And what else? That's about it. But I'm excited for Loki. You know, I think Loki comes out in June, I believe. I'm not sure. I should have did my homework before I started this podcast episode so I could give you guys more specifics. But I didn't. But that's about it on Disney Plus, the Bad Batch. Now we're going to head on over to Prime Video. And I got to tell you guys, Prime Video has an animated series that I got into that I am enjoying. Matter of fact, I am watching it again. And that is Invincible. It's kind of gory, but it's good. It is good. I'm enjoying Invincible. Humanoids, if you get a chance and you have Amazon Prime Video, go check out Invincible. If you like The Boys, you would like Invincible. Now, there was also a movie on Amazon Prime that I'm very disappointed in. The previews made it look like it was going to be really good. And that is it just slipped. I was just watching it. It slipped my mind just that quick. Okay. Brain fart. Let's see. What was the name of the movie that I'm disappointed in? There are two. I'm sorry, Humanoids. There are two. One is better than the other. One is Without Remorse, Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. It's a original, Amazon original. I was very disappointed in that movie. And the other big disappointment, this was a major disappointment in the movies. The movie came out, I think, last year. It sucked. It is terrible. The acting in it was the whole plot twist, let me tell you, Humanoids, when I was in school, drama was one of my favorite classes, right? I used to take drama, and my drama teacher taught me that the best thing you could do, you know, in a play or a movie or a skit or anything, make the character believable. Make things believable. Humanoids, the first day of class, she pulled wool over our eyes and she taught us lesson number one, believability. I remember coming into this class and I see this lady so full of energy, a short bowl haircut, glasses, skinny white lady, big beautiful smile. She was standing outside the door talking. Now, this is where paying close attention comes in. She was standing outside talking and greeting people as the students walk up and down the hall and stuff like that, right? And she was standing outside the door. When the bell rang, she comes in. When the bell rang, we're all sitting around looking at each other and all this, you know. The first day, it's the first day of class, so, you know. So the bell rings. About 30 seconds later, she comes in. And she's holding her stomach and she's looking really pale. And now, the classroom that she used was like a home ec. Do they even have home ec these days? Anyway, we had sinks. It was an extracurricular activity class, right? So there were sinks, a refrigerator, and a stove in there because it was a home ec classroom. And we had to share that class. She shared that classroom with the home ec teacher, okay? So she comes in, she's holding her stomach, and she's looking really, really flushed, really pale. And she goes, excuse me, guys, I'm really not feeling well right now. Hold on, before we get started. Then she started making the noises like she was about to throw up, and she goes, guys, I'm sorry. Do you mind if I upchuck in the sink right here? And she turns, and she knew she had us. But me, paying close attention to things, I was saying in my mind, how did she get sick that quick? I just seen her in the hall. And she turns around, claps her hand, and goes, believability. Write that down. That's lesson number one. Believability. This movie, I said all that to say this. This movie, Unhinged, with Russell Crowe, was not believable. So I couldn't get in right off the bat. The first scene we're going to talk. It may be a spoiler. Well, spoiler alert. It starts off. He's sitting outside in the car. He goes up to this house. He kicks in the door. He busts in the door. This guy comes running out. And then this woman comes running out. I'm guessing it's his wife, his ex-wife. He bludgeoned the guy with the hammer and then goes after her. Then he comes out of the house, and then all of a sudden the house is on fire. Has blood on his shirt. That's the opening scene. Then we go to, we're hearing the news and everything and all this. And then we go to this mother. Anyway, go and watch it. And if you have Amazon Prime, go watch it and tell me what you think of it. This movie was totally unbelievable. Unbelievable. One scene, there's this one scene where he's talking to the lawyer of this woman he is stalking and everything, and they're sitting in a restaurant. He doesn't have a gun. He kills the dude with a freaking knife and a salt shaker or whatever. He kills the dude right there in the restaurant. And people are getting on the ground screaming and yelling like he has a gun. He doesn't have a gun. There's no gun. So you mean to tell me people... I'm sorry. Even in these videos, these viral videos I see about Waffle House fights, people don't just sit there and stuff. It's just unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. I stopped watching about a quarter of the way through this movie. Well, no, I take that back. About halfway through the movie, I stopped watching it because it's unbelievable. It's just it's terrible. Terrible. If it was supposed to hit theaters last year, then it shouldn't have, because it's terrible. It is terrible. Let's leave Amazon Prime. Let's leave Prime Video and head on over to HBO Max. Now, I've stated, you guys know, stuff on HBO Max, I was disappointed in. Number one was the New Mutants. I talked about that in a previous episode. But I was disappointed in King Kong versus Godzilla. Very disappointed. Very disappointed. What else? Wonder Woman 84. Disappointed. Very disappointed. Justice League Snyder Cut. Very disappointed. Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw. Very disappointed. Now, what I did like over on HBO Max was Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat, yeah, to me it's better than the other ones. But there is a show that I'm truly enjoying. Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. I love that show. Enjoy it very much. If you get a chance, go and check it out. There was also another movie I was kind of slightly disappointed with, and that is Those Who Wish Me Dead, starring Angelina Jolie. It was kind of, it was all right, but I was disappointed. Humanoids. Tenet. I may do another episode and talk about Tenet. I think I will. I'll talk about Tenet a little bit in another episode. Tenet was, you know what, I'm going to give you my opinion on Tenet when I come back and talk about it, okay? We'll talk about that. I'm still very disappointed in Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. Here's the thing. They shouldn't have even put Fast and Furious first and then Hobbs and Shaw. They should have said from Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, because Fast and Furious to me has went from racing cars to doing these incredible heists and stuff, man. It's just, I'm really not feeling that anymore, you know? One movie that I haven't seen was Joker. Everybody talked about it. Everybody liked it. But I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to have to check it out. But I'm watching Suicide Squad again. And Suicide Squad has its moments. And it was, to me, it was good. It's just that the plot was yuck. How many times are we going to see a big swirling light in the sky and, you know, the evil guy is right there trying to take over the world or whatever? I've watched Ready Player One again, which was really good. You guys should check that out. I watched Birds of Prey again. It was okay. Could have been better. I watched Aquaman again, which was good. If you get a chance, go check it out. But humanoids, stay away from the New Mutants. You're not, it's, now, there's another show that I want to watch. I'm going to start streaming called Hacks. And The Nevers. I think that those are going to be really good. And now, from the previews, they seem like they're going to be good. But I'm not sure. But I'm going to, you know, give them a chance. Go check them out. And I suggest you do. Well, I'm not going to suggest you do the same. Because, hey, it may be terrible. I suggested you go watch it. Do you go, that knucklehead, that humanoid doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, so, yeah. But go check it out. But make sure you go check out Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. Gotta love that show, man. You gotta love that show. That show is funny. And I truly enjoy it. And those are the paid platforms that I have, the free platforms that I have, Tubi. I haven't seen any original content on Tubi. There's the Peacock channel, and then Pluto TV. Really haven't. And then there's Roku channel, Redbox, and of course Crackle. There's one show, I think it has two seasons. It's been a while since I've seen it, over on Crackle. And Humanoids Crackle is free. You can get it on your tablets, your phones, your smart TVs. The show that I'm talking about on Crackle. There are two, The Art of More and The Chosen.
We lost all of our income. Please help me.
You guys got to check those shows out. I think you're really going to like them. The Chosen is really a good show because put it like this, humanoids. It's a show that I would probably create if I created a show. A television series or something like that. That it is something that I will probably create. what is it? I'm going to give you a little bit of it. This guy gets up one morning. There's a package on his doorstep. So he brings it in. He opens it up. There's a picture of a person, a gun, and I think a clock. And he has a certain amount of time to kill this person. And if he doesn't kill this person, they're going to kill his family or something like that. So, yeah. And it happens throughout the city. People get packages and they open them up, and in it they have a picture and a weapon, and they have to go and kill this person. Interesting. You guys should check it out. Now, there's another free streaming service that I use on my Roku television that I love, and it's the Honeymooners channel. I love the Honeymooners. They're funny. I love those old sitcoms, man. I love those old black and white sitcoms. The Honeymooners. Love it, love it, love it. Also, anything that is, there's also the classics, the classics TV, classic reruns TV channel. It has a bunch of my favorite, like The Dick Van Dyke Show, I Love Lucy. Many more. I just love those old black and white sitcoms and movies. And there's the Annie Oakley Show, Beverly Hills Hillbilly Season 2. There's Blondie. I used to love watching Blondie. Never really liked Bonanza or Buffalo Bill Jr. Again, there's a lot of old black and white stuff on here, like the Three Stooges. Who, as a kid, did not grow up watching the Three Stooges and loving the Three Stooges? Man, come on, you can't beat it. You know. So yeah, those are some of the things that I've been streaming lately, and those are some of my likes and dislikes. And you guys, happy streaming day. I hope you guys are enjoying your whatever you're streaming on, and enjoying the shows, because truly, especially the old stuff, they don't make them like that anymore. So what if there is some of this stuff is considered inappropriate for today? This was a time in the past, you know? So what if some of the jokes and some of the... It isn't appropriate for today? Who cares? If you're a mature enough person, you know that, hey, not to use the jokes or whatever today. You know this, humanoids. You know this. So anyway, humanoids, happy streaming day. Well, humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.